We're still at the Jomo Kenyatta International Airport at the passenger terminal here. The noise that you're hearing is basically passengers coming in to be cleared and have their goods checked. And we're still debunking the myths and misconceptions that surround this place, and we're going to get to doing that right now. Let's start with your introductions, please, and what you do at the customs office.
Thank you for having me. My name is John Denga Sidwaka, an assistant manager in customs and border control based at the Jomo Kenyatta International Airport passenger terminal. At the passenger terminal, we do passenger clearance. We clear arriving passengers and outgoing passengers with their accompanied baggage.
Okay. Let's talk about the customs duty. How do you assess this?
Customs duties are basically charged based on transaction value, the amount that was paid for that particular item. That is the basis for customs value. If that is the first rule for valuation of customs goods. So when a passenger arrives and maybe he's bought an electronic equipment, we'll request for him or her to provide us with a receipt or an invoice that will show the amount that was paid for on that particular item. Then customs value, taxes payable are charged based on that invoice value.
Okay. Say, for example, I left the country with maybe one phone.
Yeah.
And while I was there, I bought another phone. And then coming back to the country, at the customs, the phone is seen. Say maybe I used it for a couple of, maybe a week or so there. When I come here, is the device still liable for customs duty?
If you left the country and during your tour you bought another phone, that particular phone is not liable to customs duty because it's considered a personal item for personal use, and the value. When you look at the value, you should also look at is it within the concession range. Because the concession range for personal and household items is $2,000.
Okay.
So that phone will not be liable to tax.
Okay.
Customs
duties. And me as a person, being set for the customs duty, is there a way or a means that the KRA has provided for me to be able to assess that the amount I'm being charged is the right one?
Customs officers at the points of entries have a responsibility to explain to the passengers the method that they are using to compute customs duties. And the customer has to be explained for so that they are aware how the taxes are calculated. And during calculation of taxes, customs has deployed a number of systems. So when you key in we call it the HS code, the classification for that particular item, it will give you the various tax heads that particular item attracts, including the amount payable on each and every tax head. So that when you are given a receipt, we call it an e-slip for payment of taxes, it clearly shows you the amount payable is, let's say for example, if that item attracts import duty, show you the amount payable on import duty and the rate. The amount payable on, if attracts excise duty and the rate and the VAT.
Okay.
And so on.
Say, for example, I received a charitable donation when I was in an international trip. Is this subject to a duty?
Charitable goods are subject to customs duties. However, you can get an exemption from the National Treasury.
Mm.
So the National Treasury is the only ministry that can give exemptions.
Okay. So maybe, for example, I have not gone through the National Treasury to get the exemption. That means when I come here with the charitable organizations, I'll be subjected to customs.
Definitely. When you come here without an exemption from the National Treasury, taxes are payable on donations.
The rates are standard. They're not different maybe for me who's a Kenyan and somebody who's non-local.
Customs duties are standard. There are standards for each and every individual coming into the country with the dutiable items. However, there are various persons that are privileged and are exempt. As I had said earlier, exemptions is only given by the National Treasury.
Okay.
So long as you have that exemption from the National Treasury, mm-hmm. we'll allow you to come in without payment of taxes.
Now let's get to the fun side of this, because we're debunking things.
Yeah.
As a customs officer, what are some of the myths and misconceptions that you've heard about your job, and what is the truth about it?
One of the myths that I've heard about my job is somebody will tell you, you work for customs, which is part of Kenya Revenue Authority, you don't pay taxes.
Oh, but do you?
We pay taxes.
Okay.
But I pay for my salary, I'm subjected to pay, I pay the housing levy, I pay the SHIF. So all customs officers or persons employed with the Kenya Revenue Authority also pay taxes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the myth?
Another myth that maybe I've heard is that when you go to customs, you can pay taxes by cash. Kenya Revenue Authority or Customs Department has deployed a number of avenues through which tax is supposed to be paid. Mm-hmm. And cash payment is none of them.
Okay.
We have classified three modes of payment. First of all, we have the government pay bill, 222-222, where you can pay your cash after the generation of e-slip. We have appointed banks within the passenger terminal or through all over the country that receive cash on behalf of the government. And also, you can swipe using your PDQ machine. Using the PDQ machine, debit or credit card, you can use those methods to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe on a lighter note, maybe as a customs officer, are you oftentimes accused of maybe being rich or maybe richer than other people?
We are said to be rich, or we are said to be liquid. If I would say that,
yeah.
We have a lot of money,
uh-huh.
But I don't think it's all people, because we come from different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we get employed at the same time. You come from a family that is well off. I come from a family that is not well off. So I'll use my money to uplift my family, while you have extras. So you'll have extra that I won't be able to have. So I don't think that cuts across the board.
Okay. And maybe for a passenger that is traveling, coming to the country, and maybe fortunate enough to meet you, what would you tell them to expect from you as a customs officer?
As a customs officer, our first responsibility as a customs officer at any point of entry and exit is protection of society. We'll clear you so long as you don't have any prohibited or restricted items that can harm our people.
Okay.
Secondly, I'll facilitate you as much as I can. But I'll facilitate you on legal trade.
Mm.
I'll facilitate you as fast as I can, where if you are doing legal business.
Mm.
Then you expect me also to collect revenue if you have something that is usable. So I'll explain to you, and I expect you, as if you are a Kenyan, to be patriotic enough to pay taxes.
Mm. So say, for example, I've traveled, I've come with an item here, and I don't know the process, the due process that I'm supposed to follow as far as customs duty is concerned for my item. How do you walk me through that process?
When you are arriving into the country, one of the things that you're supposed to do, you're supposed to make what is called a self-declaration. And airlines have been kind enough where they issue passengers with an F-88 form. The F-88 form you're supposed to fill is a declaration form of what you are bringing into the country. When you get to the customs area, you'll hand over that form to the customs officer. And the customs officer looks at the declaration that you've made. If you have something to declare, if you have declared something, the customs officer will tell you, this one you're supposed to pay taxes. And on payment of taxes, customs value is based on the transaction value. Transaction value is the amount that you paid for that particular item. And this can be proven using a receipt, the receipt that you use that you were given when you bought that particular item. And that is the value that we'll use to compute the taxes payable. In the absence of a receipt, there are other methods that customs officers use to determine the value of that particular item. If you don't, in the absence of a receipt, you can either use the price of a similar item. You have an iPhone 16, you bought an iPhone 16, you don't have a receipt, you can use the price of an iPhone 16.
Okay.
If, let's say for example, you've bought a unique phone that we can't search and get what is the price. We can also use what is called the price of an identical item. Okay. Item that is closer or similar to that particular one. So we can use those methods to compute for you what the taxes that are payable on that particular item.
And this applies to electronics, valuable items, jewelry.
It applies to all items that are dutiable.
Okay.
All items that are dutiable.
Yeah. Let's talk about artists. Maybe an artist has gone, performed outside the country, and they've brought in items. Are these items that they bring in also subject to customs? And perhaps are there instances that maybe an artist has come back, but they did not know that they're supposed to declare what they have? Or maybe they feel like by you subjecting them to customs, you're sort of harassing them.
On items that are being taken out of the country with an intention of bringing them back, let's say, for example, you're going to do a photo shoot out of the country, so you have your photographic equipment, you're going to perform out of your country, you are carrying your musical instruments. I think there's a gap on information, and you find people traveling or passengers traveling out of the country without making a declaration of what they are carrying. Essentially, when you're traveling out of the country with the equipment that you intend to bring back, you're supposed to pass through customs, declare what you're exporting with an intention of bringing back. You'll be given a certificate of temporary exportation, and you'll pay $5 for that particular item.
Okay.
When you're given that the certificate of temporary exportation, it will indicate if it's a serial number of a camera.
Yeah.
It will indicate the serial number of the camera.
Okay.
So that by the time you are coming back, we'll present your camera plus the certificate that you are given for temporary exportation.
Yeah.
What the customs officer will do, will just confirm that this is the item that was exported and is coming back to the country. And those items are not subject to customs duties.
What happens if I lose the receipt?
If you lose the receipt, because you can be able to share with us and tell us you travel on this day, because this certificate of temporary exportation is generated in the system, we can be able to check if this item was exported on this date and it is coming back. So what will require you just to certify that receipt is genuine and clear you.
Okay. So there is no penalty?
There is no penalty.
Okay. So nimesafiri, for example, ama nini nimesafiri ama to foreign country, mjomba wangu ameniletea marashi kutoka Dubai. Lita kadhaa ama chupa kadhaa, 3, 4, 5. Alafu nikifika hapa naja napata tatizo. Nini huwa issue katika situation kama hii?
Unajua kuna vitu ambavyo serikali ama kulingana na ile sheria ambayo customs wanatumia, kuna viwango ambavyo tumewekwa ambavyo ikizidi hapo unafaa ulipishwe ushuru. Ukiangalia kama marashi.
No.
Ikiwa tuseme mjomba wako anakuletea marashi, hiyo itakuwa kama zawadi. Kulingana na sheria zetu, zawadi zinafaa kulipiwa ushuru. Lakini ikiwa ni mjomba wako amesafiri, amerejea nchini na ameleta marashi, kulingana na sheria zetu anaruhusiwa
mililita
250.
Si kidogo.
Hivyo ndio sheria inavyosema. Kiwango zaidi ya mililita 220, ushuru unafaa kutozwa. So unaangalia kwamba sio marashi kiwango chochote unaruhusiwa kuingiza nchini bila kulipa ushuru. Ukienda ukiangalia kama kwa ukiangalia hicho kipengee, pia bado kinaongelea juu ya mvinyo.
Mm.
Ikiwa umesafiri na umenunua tuseme bia, unaruhusiwa lita mbili.
No.
Kiwango ambacho kwa juu ya lita mbili, unafaa kulipia ushuru.
Na labda kama iko kwenye chupa ya kama marashi,
mm-hmm.
Marashi chupa ni moja, lakini mililita ni 300. Kwa hiyo mililita ya juu 50
unafaa kulipia. Unafaa kulipia hiyo mililita 50 ya juu. Hivyo ndivyo sheria inavyosema.
Hatuwezi angalia kando. Sasa labda nikibeba marashi mililita 250 chupa kadhaa,
utaruhusiwa hiyo chupa moja.
Chupa moja.
Hizi chupa zingine, mm. unafaa kulipia ushuru.
Jamani.
Hivyo ndivyo sheria inavyosema. Tukienda kando na sheria, unajua sasa hapo tutakuwa tunafanya kazi.
Kweli.
So lazima tuzingatie sheria, mm. atueleze wasafiri ya kwamba hivi ndivyo sheria inavyosema.
Mm. Kwa hiyo kwa wale ambao manake marashi ni kitu ambacho sisi tupenda, kwa wale ambao wanaletewa marashi ama mtu analeta marashi akaya kijua kwamba ikipita mililita 250
unafaa kulipia ushuru. Lakini ikiwa ni zawadi,
naam,
inafaa kulipia ushuru.
Au ikija kama zawadi inafaa kulipia ushuru. Ikija kama umenunua naam,
yako binafsi
na uko na makaratasi ya kuonyesha. Na
makaratasi ya kuonyesha mililita 250 unapatiwa bila kulipia ushuru. Zaidi ya mililita 250
lazima ushuru. Asante sana.
Nashukuru.
Kwa hiyo tunaposafirisha marashi ukipita zaidi ya mililita 250 kama ukijua utalipa ushuru. Ukizidisha 250 mililita utalipia ushuru. Ikiwa ni mvinyo, kwa wale ambao wanapenda mvinyo, ukipita lita mbili utalipia ushuru.
Lita mbili hapo ni kwa bia peke yake.
Lita mbili ni kwa
lakini
bia.
Lakini kwa ni mvinyo, tuseme umenua whisky, hmm. whisky unakuruhusiwa mililita 750.
Mililita 750.
750.
Kwa hiyo kuna mvinyo, kuna whisky,
kuna mvinyo, kuna whisky, kuna wine. Lakini huwezi ruhusiwa zote.
Hmm.
Tuseme una perfume yako ama marashi yako 250. Una mvinyo wako mililita
750,
uko na mbeba bia unaruhusiwa lita mbili, ama wine lita mbili, lakini uwezi ruhusiwa bebe zote wine na bia, so unachagua moja.
Kwa hiyo sema kwa mfano nimekuja na marashi mililita 250, kwa hiyo mfuko bado niko na bia lita mbili, lakini sina wine hiyo mililita 750. Hizi zitapitishwa. Haihesabiwi kama kitu kimoja.
Zinahesabiwa kama hiyo inakuwa kwa ile category ya concession ambayo unaruhusiwa kuleta. Na pia hapo kwa hiyo kipengee bado tunazungumzia sigara. No. Sigara unaruhusiwa grams 200 grams which is about 200 sticks.
Okay. That was a very informative discussion and conversation that we've had, and I believe that you as a passenger right now knows what you need to have at the point of entry and the point of exit as far as the customs office is concerned. So we'll catch you at the next passenger terminus near you. This has been a KRA production, and KRA says, tulipe ushuru, tujitegeme. So, asante sana bro.
Thank you. Very nice. Thank you.